The legendary Broadway director and producer Hal Prince has died. He won a record 21 Tony Awards, and his productions of musicals are classics. They include Fiddler on the Roof, Cabaret, The Phantom of the Opera, and Sweeney Todd, among many others. Prince died in Iceland at age 91. Jeff London has this appreciation.
Hal Prince was always looking forward to the next show, regardless of how the last one turned out. In 1965, composer John Kander was working on a show that Prince produced called Flora the Red Menace, and it was not going well.
The show was not a success, and we met at Hal's apartment and started working on a piece which eventually became Cabaret.
Welcome and bienvenue, welcome.
Prince was born in New York in 1928 and fell in love with the theater as a kid. He told me that as soon as he graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, he approached Broadway producer and director George Abbott and asked for a job.
I worked for nothing. That was my proposal. And he accepted it. And then he paid me after about 6 months.
Prince learned not only his work ethic from George Abbott, he became a producer himself. And in 1954, he produced The Pajama Game and hired Abbott to direct it.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes.
It was the beginning of a phenomenally successful career as a producer. Among Prince's other shows were Damn Yankees, West Side Story, and Fiddler on the Roof.
If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man.
But Prince had other ambitions.
I wanted to be a playwright, which I couldn't do, and I wanted to be a director, which I could do.
So Prince hired himself to direct shows like Cabaret and Zorba. In 1970, he began a remarkable period of collaboration with composer-lyricist Stephen Sondheim.
He always makes me want to go to the piano and write. I always leave meetings with Hal, just bursting with ideas. Hal's as stimulating as anybody I've ever met.
Phone rings, door chimes, in comes company.
Among their shows were Company, Follies, and Sweeney Todd, which expanded and transformed musical theater. They were often referred to as concept musicals, serious works on serious topics, contemporary marriage, disillusion in the American dream, the corrosive nature of the Industrial Revolution.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
Prince's shows were always impeccably staged and designed, says another frequent collaborator, composer Andrew Lloyd Webber.
He is so visual, and when he gets something right visually, I mean, nobody gets it more right than him.
They worked together on Evita and The Phantom of the Opera.
Sing once again with me, a strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet.
Phantom is by far the biggest hit Hal Prince ever directed. It's the longest-running show in Broadway history. But Prince also had his share of flops. His wife Judy confronted him one day.
She said, I'm sick to death of you talking about hits and flops. Do you not acknowledge that some of your greatest successes were flops at the box office and some of your biggest hits were not such dab successes artistically?
Still, Prince acknowledged it wasn't enough to have talent or intellectual curiosity or an impeccable work ethic.
There is not an artist in the world who achieves any success who has not a lot of luck. You're lucky to be born when you are, where you are.
And the American musical theater was lucky that Hal Prince helped to shape and define it. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.